Today, Shirim Sechtun Nozer Daf Mem. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. Tanya Yedach, the Braisa begins. The Torah says, Tar, Einli Ela Elidei Tar. From here we see that one is not allowed to shave himself with a razor. Aval Tala Shemira, Sifsa Kol Shehu. That a Nozer may only not shave himself with a razor. How do we know that the different forms that we described in the previous year of removing one's hair are also usur? Tamalaymer, the pasuk says, Tar loyaval roishoy loyaver. We learn from here that any type of removal of hair is usur to a nazir. And as I saw, the Tferes Tzion explains, if the pasuk would have said ta lo yavir, so then the pasuk is speaking to the nazir, and the pasuk is telling the nazir, you have to be careful not to use a razor on your head. But the fact that the Torah doesn't use that type of wording, but rather the wording that the pasuk uses is ta lo yavir. Lo yavir is not speaking to the nazir. Lo yavir is speaking to the hair. And what the pasuk is saying is that any type of removal of hair is also to a nazir. Ask the Braisa. Umachash Safino Larabas called Dover. So now that we're learning that every type of removal of hair is also to a nazir, Matamaloimer Talayava Al Raishai. So ask the Braisa, what does the Torah speak about a razor? Answers the Braisa. Lefish Shaloy Lamadnu Lataglach Sachroina. We know that when the Nazir completes his term of Naziris, he again has to take a haircut. So, that we would not know that haircut has to be with a razor, says the Gemara, says the Braisa, that we learn it from this pasuk. And as the Rishonim explain, the Tosfos explains, and the Rosh explains, that we often have in Shas a limud that's called Imeina Inyan. Imeina Inyan means Imeina Inyan L'dava Zeh Tenei L'dava Acher. That if we have a word in a pasuk, and in that pasuk, it really isn't necessary. For example, what we're learning now. The pasuk says that a nazir cannot take a haircut with a razor. But we're learning that really a nazir is not allowed to take a haircut with any, remove hair in any fashion. If a nazir is not allowed to remove hair in any fashion, why does the pasuk say tar? So we're not going to apply it to teach us a halacha by the isser of a nazir taking a haircut, but rather, that says the Gemara, we're going to apply it and use it to teach us that when the nazir finishes taking his haircut, the halacha is that he has to do that haircut with a razor. And as the Miri points out, what the Bryce is teaching us is that if he'll take a haircut at the end of his Naziris, but he won't use a razor, he'll use a different type of removal, the halach is that it would not be considered a fulfillment of the mitzvah of taglachas. Lelamda says the Bryce further, Lelamda mitzvah, the halach is that when this mitzvah becomes tohor, he has to remove all of the hair from his body with the razor. So says the Braisa, why can't we learn the halacha of a nazir from a mitzvah? Says the Braisa, that's eifshar. That isn't an option. She'ein donim kal michomer. We know that we often learn in halacha one subject in the Torah from another subject in the Torah. But that is only a legitimate way of learning. That is only when the subject we're learning from is equal or more lenient than the subject we're learning from. But here, we can't learn the halach of a nazir from a mitzvah, because the mitzvah is more stringent, has certain stringencies that a nazir doesn't have. Number one, a mitzvah has to remove all of his hair from his body, not just his haircut. Just his hair on his head. The nazir has to remove all of the hair, just his hair. And that's why The fact that a Nazir is able to, Nazir has to use a razor, cannot serve as a source that the Nazir should have to use a razor. And that's what the Braisa says. That's why we had to have the word tar mentioned by a Nazir, because we can't learn it from the Metzora. Rabbi Omer, Eina Tzarech. So we've been saying that when the Torah uses the word tar by the Nazir, it's coming to teach us that when he completes his Naziris, he has to use a razor. Says Rebbe, it's not there. That's not the purpose. Rebbe says that once we know that a Nazir, once the Torah says tar, that a Nazir is not allowed to shave his hair with a razor as long as he's a Nazir, Harei Omer, if we learn the pasuk that teaches us this pasuk that we've been learning, the pasuk says, "Ad melois hayomim ashiyazir." Since the Torah expressed itself in this way, says Rebbe, what is the pasuk saying? HaTorah amra achem melois, that as long as he's a nazir, he may not use a razor. But when he finishes his naziris, what is the pasuk saying? Loite tiglachas, the only way he should perform his haircut, el batar. Only while he's a nazir, he may not use a tar. Before that, he may use a tar. And the Mefarshim explain that this machloikis that we're learning now between Rebbe and the Tanakama is actually connected to the machloikis that we discussed in yesterday's shir between Rebbe Yonasan and Rebbe Ishia. Because according to the Mandam that says Ad Melois, it's come to teach us how long the Naziris is there. As we discussed earlier in the Masechta, that we learn how long the Naziris is based on how many times the Torah uses the word Nazir. So if that pasuk is needed to for that purpose, we can't use it to teach us this halacha. Rebbe, however, holds like Rebbe Yoshia, and therefore he doesn't use this pasuk for that purpose, and it's available to teach us this purpose. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that the pasuk is coming to teach us? The Gemara asks on Rebbe, the way most Rishonim learn. How can Gemara say that the word tar is not extra, and it's coming to teach us that a nazir is not allowed to use a razor? Ask the Gemara, that we learned from that pasuk of Tala Yaval Roshay that a nazir is not allowed to cut his hair in any type of fashion. So again, the way most Rifarshim learn, that the question is, that's the way Taisus learns, that the question is on Rebbe. That the pasuk that we started the shiur with today says Tala Yaval Roshay, that any type of hair removal is also for a nazir. So how could Rebbe suggest that only a razor is also? The other Rishonim say that the question here is on the Tanakama, that the Tanakama used the pasuk to teach us how we do the giluach, how we do the hair cutting at the end of the Naziris, but during the Naziris, you could use any type of hair removal. Will be usur, but the Gemara's question is, how could we be learning that the isur of a nazir to remove his any type of hair as any fashion when the Torah expressly says tar? Answers the Gemara, from the word layaver we learn that any type of hair removal is usur. Again, we're learning the way Tosfos learned that the question is on Rebbe, and the words layaver are what teach us that any type of hair removal is usur. Why does the Torah say the word tar? Lava love That means if a nazir is going to remove his hair, then he's over a lav. And if he uses a razor, then he's going to get another lav for using a tar. Rav Chisda now discusses all the places. Rav Chisda explains what are the rules regarding a nazir. Because we know when we speak a nazir and we speak about his hair, there are a number of different situations. One is regarding, as we've been learning, a nazir may not remove his hair while he's a nazir. There's a mitzvah of a Nazir, however, as we've been learning, when he completes his Naziris, to take a haircut. And then, if a Nazir took a haircut, what does it do to his Naziris? Amar Chizda, Lilkos, as far as getting Malkus for taking a haircut during the Nazir's term of Naziris, Daloch is Achas. Even if he just cut one hair, he's already going to get Malkus. La'akif, that means if, as he completes his Naziris, he has to shave his head. If he leaves over two hairs, if that means he cut all the hair on his head, but he left two hairs, then the mitzvah that the Torah says of taglachas has not been fulfilled. Lister, what we've been learning in our Mishnah, that if the Nazir has a hair, that if the Nazir's hair is cut during his time of Naziris, he has to count 30 days. For as we learned in the Mishnah, only the hair that's there for 30 days is considered hair that is of significance, that you have to cut, that you have to cut at the end of Naziris. So it has to be a hair growth of 30 days. How much hair had to have been cut of the Nazir's head that it should be, that we have to recount at least the 30 days? It has to be that most of the hair of his head was removed while he was a Nazir. And the halacha of all of this is betar. The halacha that he gets Malkus if he took a haircut. The halacha that we just learned that he has to recount the 30 days is only if the hair removal was with a razor. But if it wasn't with a razor, then he doesn't get Malkus, and he doesn't have to start his Naziris again. And, of course, Rav Chizda is teaching us that the only, that when the Nazir completes his Naziris, he has to use a razor. That's how the Gemara is learning at this point the opinion of Rav Chizda, that in all the halachas that we just discussed regarding Rav Chizda, the halacha is that it has to be with a razor. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Betar in b'midah chinaloi, that it only, everything we're speaking about is only with a razor, not in any other fashion of hair removal. V'ktana, v'ktani, ask the Gemara, haven't we learned brises that taught us menayel rabbis kolam avirin, that any time of hair removal is usher for a nazir. El ema, says the Gemara, what Rav Chizda doesn't mean to say that it has to be strictly razor, k'ein tar. Anything that removes the hair, this is the way Tosfos explained, anything that will cause that the hair should be completely removed from its source, that's just like a razor does a close shave or a close haircut, that anything that will remove hair in that fashion is also. Says the Gemara, Tani Nami Hochi, so do we indeed learn in a Braisa, Nazir Shatala Shmeir Tzivsev Koshu, Ain't a Saiser, the removal of the Nazir's hair during his term of Naziris does not cause that he should have to recant the Naziris. Ela Baroi Vroishoi, only with most of the hair of his head was removed, and Betar. And again, here, say the Rishonim, again, that once we've said a moment ago that even though Rav Chizda says Tar, it doesn't mean Tar, it means Ain't Tar. And that's, and Tosfos points out that b'ke'ein tar, Tosfos has an interesting chiddush, that the iser of ke'ein tar, that's only regarding Malkus, for a Nazir cutting his hair when he's in his Nazir. But Tosfos suggests that if the Nazir's hair was removed during the term of his Naziris, even if it was not with a tar, that means it wasn't, as we've been discussing, the close shave, the halach is, at the end of the day, his hair is removed, and he doesn't have the gadol pera. He doesn't have the 30-day hair. And once you don't have the 30-day hair, says Tosfos in explaining the opinion of Rav Chizda and explaining the opinion of this Braisa, you'll have to start, you have to make sure you have hair that is 30-day long. Rav Shimon, Yehuda Aymer, Mishim Rav Shimon, Shem Shishtei Saras Ma'akvaspoi, just like if when a Nazir completes his Naziris, the halach is, he has to cut all of his hair. And if he leaves out cutting two hairs, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah of Tavaglachas. Kach shteis arasais respoi. So too will be the halacha that if he only cut two hairs during the, if he only cut just two hairs during his naziris, that is a problem of the length of the hair. And once you'll have the problem of the length of the hair, the halacha is that you have to count 30. You have to count 30 days. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hosam. The Mishnah Masecht in the Goyim teaches us Shloisha Megalchen. There are three places in the Torah where the Torah speaks about person taking a haircut, the Taglachta Mitzvah. And not only does the Torah speak about them taking a haircut, there's a mitzvah for them to take a haircut. Nazir, as we're learning, the Nazir, when he finishes his term of Naziris, has to take a haircut. Mitzayra, as we learned, the Mitzayra, when he becomes Tahar, has to remove all the hair of his body. V'Leviim. The Torah teaches us when the Leviim in the Midbar, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that they should become Kadosh, that they should take over the place of the Bechayrim, they went through a procedure. A part of the procedure was shaving their hair. The Kulan continues the Mishnah in Masechta Nagoyim, Shagilchu Shloi Batar, if their haircut was done not with a razor, or Shashayrus Deisaris, they left over two hairs that were not cut. The Aloch is Layosuv Layklum, that what they have not fulfilled the mitzvah. The Tres Yisrael points out that the Mishnah uses the word Megalchim, even though one of the three of the mitzvahs of the Mishnah just mentioned was the Leviim, and the story with the Leviim was a one-time event in the Midbar. So what is the Mishnah saying, Megalchim? That it says, the Tveres Tzion, that Mitzvah Hashem, the Meher B'Yameinu, when Mashiach comes, and we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash, the Leviim will have to be re-sanctified, and the way they're going to be re-sanctified is that they're going to have to go through the entire procedure that they went through in the Mishkan in the time of the Midbar. So Rashi explains in the name of Moshe Adarshan why did they have to go through this procedure? Because as we said, the Leviim in the Beis Hamikdash were chosen to be those that do the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, and that was going to be the kapara on the Bechayrim, who unfortunately were those that led the worship of the ego, and the Leviim were therefore put in their place. And the halacha is that avoid the Zara is called Zifchei Mesim. So anybody who comes in contact with Avodah Zarah has to be Matarim themselves. So just like a Mitzayra, we're learning, has to go through the entire Tahara procedure, and part of the Tahara procedure of the Mitzayra is removing all of his hair. The Leviim, who are now also needed to go through the Tahara procedure, representing the Bechayrim, part of that has to be by removing all the hair, just like a Mitzayra removes all his hair when he goes through the Tahara process. Moreover, there's an interesting Cheskuni, and I saw this in the name of other Rishonim as well, that about Tshuva, when a person it becomes about Tshuva and he's prepared to undertake an entire new way of life, the appropriate thing for about Tshuva to do is also go to the mikveh and do a taglachas. Amamar. So the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah that we just learned. Shlosh Megalchim v'taglach the mitzvah. Asked the Gemara, Pshita. In other words, the Gemara is asking a question, what is the Tan of that Mishnah teaching us? All of what we're learning here is that a psukim in the Torah. What is the Tana teaching us? So I saw that the Rishonim asked a question. Very often, it is the style of the Mishnayis to teach us something that we learned in the Torah. So what's bothering the Gemara that we need a Mishnah, that the Mishnah is saying it? So I saw that some Rishonim and Rebbeinu Peretz suggest that the question of the Gemara is the Taglachtan mitzvah, that why do we have to say it's a mitzvah? Of course, If the Torah tells us to do it, it's obviously a mitzvah. Tosfos Yontif says the question is just the opposite. The question is that it says v'taglachton mitzvah. The word mitzvah seems to imply, says the Tosfos Yontif, that it's only a lechatchila, and that doesn't make sense. It's b'di'evid. The Torah says that you were obligated to do it. Why does the Mishnah use a word of mitzvah, says the Tosfos Yontif, is the Gemara's question, that seems to imply that it's only lechatchila. It's also interesting to point out that when the Torah speaks about the din that we've been learning, that a mitzayra at the end of his term has to take a haircut, the Torah uses the word viskaleach, and if we look in the Chumash, we look in the Sefer Torah, the letter gimel in viskaleach is large. The mitzayra, the Baal Turim says, is to write that letter in a large fashion. Why do we write the gimel in a large fashion? To remind us of the halacha that we're learning here, that there are three people that have to take a haircut. So again, ask them our pshita. Ma de tema, we would have said that the Torah doesn't require a razor. Mishibibur sahu, and the entire issue that the Torah wants to accomplish is that we should have the hair of these individuals removed. And therefore, feel a sock nasha, even if you use some sort of a cream that causes the hair to be removed, you've accomplished what you have to do, and you don't have to use a tar, kamash malon. That's why the Mishnah is coming to teach us the loy. The Mishnah is coming to teach us that you have to use specifically a razor. Ask the Gemara, what's the Gemara's answer? The Mishnah said it beferish. The Mishnah said, shloi betar, Layasav Laiklum. So what's the Mishnah teaching us? What we already learned, the Sefer says it. That's not the Reisha. So Tosfos answers that from the Sefer alone, we would not have a raya that you have to use strictly a razor. We could say that the Halacha, when the Sefer says Shem Gilcha Shloim B'Tar Layasav Laiklum, doesn't mean that you have to use a tar. Because we've learned in our shir, says Tosfos, many times that the Braisa uses the word tar, and we've learned that the Braisa doesn't mean tar, it means kain tar. So if we only had the Sefer, explains Tosfos, we would think that any type of hair removal would be acceptable b'di'evid. That's why we have the Reisha as well, to teach us that you have to strictly use a tar, you have to strictly use a razor. There's a famous question that the Poskim discuss, and that is regarding somebody. We know that even as much as we're speaking about the tar and the razor, about the people that have to take a haircut, we also know that the people that we may not cut our hair or our payas with a razor. And the question is, even though we're not allowed to cut the payas and the beard with a razor, what would be the halacha of using a cream to removal of the hair? What is the halacha in that case? Says the son of the Noida Yehuda. He quote in Shas Chuvas Noida Yehuda, Yerdeya Madur Tinyana, Simon Pei Aleph, that from the fact that our Gemara says that you can't use sam to fulfill the mitzvah that the three individuals we're learning in our Mishnah, Mitzayra, Levi, and Nazir cannot use a cream to fulfill the mitzvah, is mashma that everyone else can use cream. And so too is the opinion of the Chidah, in the Shas Chuvas Chaim Shaul, that one could cut his beard by using a cream that removes the hair. The Dak Tshuva, however, quotes many Achroinim who disagree, and they say that using a cream to remove one hair is not permissible. And what it says in our Gemara, that it's only these people can't use a cream, that's for this halacha. In other words, there's a special halacha that these people should use a tar. Let's think about it. Normally, one is not allowed to use a tar to cut their hair. And therefore, the fact that these people are allowed to cut their hair is a special halacha that only applies to these individuals, but not any. But that doesn't mean another individual can use a sam to remove his hair. Ketani, says the Gemara, the Mishnah said, v'kulan shegilch shloi b'tar. If they didn't use a tar, it's not a, they haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, bishlama gabi nazar. We could understand why a nazar, if he didn't use a razor to do his taglachas, the halacha is that it's not acceptable. The ksiv, the pasuk says tar lo yava al roishoy. And as we learned early on the shir, that even though this is a pasuk that is referring to the during his term of naziris, so as we learned early in the shir, imeni inyan, if it's not needed to teach us the halacha during his naziris, because while he's a nazir, he's not allowed to cut his hair in any way, it must be for afterwards. Or the other way we learned at the beginning of the shir, that tal lo yava al roishoy is connected to what he does when he finishes naziris. And the pasuk is teaching us that while he's a nazir, he can't cut his hair, but when he with a razor, but afterwards he must use a razor. Leviim, again, V'gein gabi leviim, the pasuk says, V'avir tara kol besorim. So the pasuk is very clear that they have to use a razor. Ela mitzayra asked the Gemara that mitzayra has to shave all his hair when he finishes his term. B'tar menolon. How do we know that it has to be with a tar? V'chi teima. And if we'll say, suggest the Gemara, teisi leviim, we should learn the halacha of a nazir from the halacha of the leviim. We can't learn nazir. We should learn the halacha of mitzayra from leviim. We can learn it from leviim. Ma leviim shekein tunin taglachas ve'en taglachtam el batar. And we'll learn that just like the leviim have to be shaved and has to be with a razor, afan the obvious mitzayra shiton taglachas, and the halacha is that ain't taglachta el batar, he has to be a razor. Ikla mifrach, but that isn't a legitimate limud. Because ma leviim, the Leviim also had another part of their procedure. Shekein tunim tenufa b'Leviim. The halach is that a Leviim had to have tenufa, as the pasuk says, the hain of Aaron's Leviim tenufa l'fnei Hashem. So they were raised and therefore they have this special procedure. Taimer mitzayra, whereas a mitzayra does not have to go through that procedure. So we can't say that we should learn the mitzayra from the Leviim that he should have to have his hair removed with a tar. Ela Taisi, says the Gemara, will learn the halacha of a mitzayra from a nazir. Says the Gemara, man nazir, we can't learn from a nazir, because as we're still going to learn in Am Masechta, the nazir has a very unique halacha, that when he finishes his naziris, shekein kabono ton lechem, he has to bring along certain chalas with his carbon. A mitzayra does not have that requirement that when he brings the kabbanis at the end of his term, that he has to bring along certain chalas, the loy. Allah, says the Gemara, indeed. Michada, we can't learn the halacha of mitzayra not from Leviim alone, nor from Nazir alone. Ela michada layasya, but ask the Gemara, as the Gemara asks often, teisi mitavayim, that if we can't learn a halacha from one subject, we should learn from two subjects. Says the Gemara, Meizim Meitesi. How will we learn it? Itesim Leviim, if we're going to try to learn the halacha from the Leviim, as we learned, Ma'al Leviim, Shekein Tun and Tanufa. We can't learn from the Leviim, because the Leviim have a special rule that they have Tanufa, Nazi Yichich. For that, we'll learn from the Nazir, because the Nazir doesn't require Tanufa. But you're going to say that the Nazir has the stringency, that Ma'ala Nazir Shekein Kabbana Tona Lechem, that when he brings his Kabbanas at the end of his Naziris, he has to bring along Chalas, and the Mitzayra does not. For that, says the Gemara, Lo Yevim Yechichu, we'll learn from the Levim that don't have to bring Chala. The Chaza Adain, and the Gemara says we go back and forth, Loi Rizeh Kerizeh, V'loi Rizeh Kerizeh, neither is a perfect match, but at Sada Shavah Shebehen, that the common denominator of Leviim and Nazir is that the tun and taglachas, that they have to have a haircut, and taglachton batar, and that haircut is done with a razor, Afan, the obvious mitzayra. From this, we'll learn the mitzayra that taught aglachlis, where the Torah says that his hair has to be removed after his hair is, after he becomes tar, and that it has to be taglach the batar. And this is what's known in the brisa that many say every morning, the brisa of Shmuel, a binyan av mishnei ksuvim, that we learn from two different psukim, we learn from two different sources, a combination of two different sources to learn a certain halacha. Amalei Rava Marbanesh L'Ravashi. Lifrach, ask the Gemara, this limud still doesn't work. Because Malat Sarah Shavashabahem, if we look at the halacha of Levim and the Zayr, and Nazir, Shekain, both of them have a certain halacha, She'en Kabana B'dalas, that the Torah tells a Nazir, and the Torah told the Levim to bring Kabanas, but they don't have the din that we look at the financial situation. His carbon was a set carbon, and that's the halacha. But whereas by Mitzayra, the halacha differentiates with what is the financial situation of the Mitzayra. Taimer b'Mitzayra shebugdalis, that the halacha is that the Mitzayra is a poor individual. The halacha is he could bring Taim u'b'nei yoina in birds in the place of an animal. So since we see a unique din by Mitzayra, that the Torah takes into consideration his financial situation, and because of that, says you don't have to bring a behemoth for carbon. You could bring Tarim u'b'nei yoina. We could suggest the same thing, that the Torah is not insisting that when the Mitzayra completes his Mitzaras days, that he has to use a tar. But what the Torah is saying is that any form of hair removal will be satisfactory. So, therefore, we can't learn from a Mitzayra. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rava Bamanashah Shel Rava, Haytanim Ikara, Amalei Lamdei Mimitzayra, Yefshir. We started this long discussion, asked the Gemara, by saying that we can't learn that the Nazir has to learn, that the Nazir has to take his haircut when he finishes Naziris with a razor from Mitzayra, because we learned, the Braisa said in Amin Aleph, She'ein Donim Kal Micham El Hachmer Alav. We can't learn the halacha by something that doesn't have a stringency from something that does have stringencies. And therefore, a Mitzayra is more chomer than a Nazir, because as we explained, a Mitzayra has to cut all of his hair, remove all of the hair of his body. The Nazir only has to remove the hair from his head. And therefore, a Mitzayra is considered a more stringent situation. And we can't learn the halachas of a Nazir from Mitzayra. And now, we're learning the Braisa, the Hadar Amar, and then the Braisa is saying, Nalif, we should learn the halacha of a Mitzayra requiring a haircut, Medina, from the Nazir and the Levim. As we just said, we should learn from the Tzad HaShavar. And what we're learning from here is, we couldn't learn Mitzayra from Nazir. So the question is, here we're saying that the Nazir is more stringent than the Mitzayra. And at the beginning of the Braisa, we learned that the Mitzayra is more stringent than the Nazir. And therefore, you can't learn the halacha of Mitzayra, which has the leniency that the Braisa just mentioned, that he has the ability to bring less expensive carbon if he can't afford the more expensive carbon. So how do we understand which is more chomer, which is more kal? Amalei, says the Gemara, it's not difficult. Hahu, the Braisa that we said that the Mitzayra certainly takes a haircut with a tar. And the Braisa wanted to say, and then what will be the halacha by a... And then the Braisa wanted to teach us what will be the halacha by a Nazir. But the Braisa said that it's obvious that the Mitzayra takes a haircut with a tar as a leave of the Rabbanan. That they learn from the word ziknoi, that the Braisa soon we're going to learn says that the Torah uses the word ziknoi by Mitzayra to teach us that he has to use a tar. For ha, the Braisa that now wanted to learn that we don't have a source for the Mitzayra learn having a haircut with a tar and was looking to learn it from a nazir and saying that a nazir is not a good source, as a leave of the Rebbe Lezer, that the Torah doesn't have a specific pasuk telling us that a metzora has to do his haircut with a razor. And that's why we're trying to find that we should learn it from a nazir, from a levim, or whatever. So we just mentioned, says the Gemara, the pasuk, the chiyuv of a metzora, the din, the machlokes of Rabbanan Rabbi Elazar by a metzora. So says the Gemara, the Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Makis, the Chof Amar Aleph, discusses something that we spoke about earlier in the shir, Hashchasas Azokin. The person, the Torah prohibits us from using a razor to remove our hair. Ve'nechayiv, the only time you get malchus, atchiyoktenu betar. The only usher, the Tanakhama says, that isser is only if you use a razor. That something, a very sharp scissor, or brihitni, these different type of sharp scissors, the halacha is that yechayiv, it's always, you can get malchus for taking off your beard. Says the Gemara, what is the basis of the machlokes? Ma tamayu the Rabbanan, says the Gemara, the Rabbanan we said, said that the Torah already teaches us that a metzora has to use a retar. Where do we see this from? The Tanya, says the Braisa, the Pasuk says that v'hoi b'yom ha'shvi, yigaleches kol sa'aroi, es roshi v'ziknoi, v'esgabes enoi, v'eskol sa'aroi yigalech. The question is Zikna Matam Loimer. Why does the Torah tell us that you have to cut the hair of his beard? The Torah says Kol Saroi. Once the Torah says Kol Saroi, it means all of the hair. Why does the Torah specifically speak about the beard? Lefisha Nemar, says the Gemara, the Pasuk says by the Kahanim, Upas Zakonim Lo Yigalechu, Yochol Afilu Metzora. That of Kohen who's a Metzora, that's coming to do the taglachas that he has to do when he becomes tor, came, that this koyin mitzoyra cannot use the razor, tamloima ziknoi. The pasuk says ziknoi, that even though, to teach us that even though this koyin is a mitzoyra, the halacha of shaving his hair with a razor is doichid the lav of pasukonam leigalechu, and the lav of Kadosh, and the mitzvah say of Kadoshim to you. So the fact that we need a special pasuk is coming to teach us that the taglachas has to be with a tar. Because if we did not have to use a tar, then there would be no problem. You could use one of the other ways of cutting your hair that the Braisa says is permissible, that the Mishnah and Masech Makkah says is permissible through a koyin, for a koyin. The fact that it says ziknai and teaches us that the kohen should use the razor, even though it involves being over a loisasei and being over an asei, it's still allowed to be used a razor. Umnalam at the tar, says the Gemara, how do we know that it has to be strictly a tar? The Tananya, the Braisa continues, how do we know that the removal of one's beard is only with a tar? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, the Braisa that speaks about the cutting of the hair, says, upasakonam, lo yigalechu. Yochel afil gilchel miskrayim yichayiv. Tam loim v'loi sashchis as pas zikanecho. And the word hashchoso means that it's completely removed. So we're learning the halacha, that a kohen may not remove his beard from the iser of a kohen, of a regular Jew, not allowed to remove his payas. And the halacha is that they may not be removed only with a razor, but with scissor, which doesn't involve hashchoso, the halacha is you would be allowed to remove your beard. Says the Gemara, if the iser is that you're not allowed to use, that you're not allowed to have, you're not allowed to remove the hair, yochid, so it wouldn't necessarily have to be a razor. Likab malakim rechayiv yechayiv, you have removed the hair of your beard. Tamalayim pasukanam yilegilechu, and that is something that's used normally. A razor is what's used normally to remove all of one hair. A malakit and a rikni, say the Rishonim, are not what's usually used, and therefore is not usur. So in other words, says the Gemara, says the Braisa, okay, it's it. From one pasuk we learn that any type of hashchos is asur. And the other brayso says that only the derech giluach is asur. Explains the brayso, eze giluach sheyesh b'hashchosa, in what type of situation is it asur that havayim is atar. So from here we see that the halach is that a razor is asur. And only a razor is asur, but no other type of removal is asur. And now the pasuk is telling us that the halacha will be that if you used that, since the halacha is that normally a razor may not be used by a metzora when he's coming to do his hair removal, the halacha is that you could use, the halacha will be that he has to use a razor. Says the Brisker Rav, that even though we've been learning in our shir, that both a metzora and a nazir, when they finish their, they have to remove their hair with a tar when they finish their term of being a metzora, or they finish their term of being a nazir, says there's a difference in halacha between these two hair removal. The halacha there is, but a nazir, the Torah says that he has to take a haircut. And the Torah describes how does that haircut get done. The halacha is with a tar. However, when the Torah says by metzora, the metzora doesn't, the halacha is not that the metzora has to use a tar. The halacha of the metzora is that his hair has to be removed. And what our Gemara is teaching us here is that for you to be considered that your hair is removed, it's only considered that your hair is removed if it was removed with a tar. So in other words, from the nazir's perspective, it's a din in the nazir, it's a din on the gavra, that the nazir has to take his haircut with a tar. By the metzayir, it's a din that his hair has to be removed. But the removal can only be accomplished with a tar, because that's when it's considered your hair has been removed. If you didn't remove it with a tar, it's not considered that your hair has been properly removed.